The Global Peace Christian Center, GPCC, welcomes you to a life-changing experience as you listen to God's anointed servant, Pastor Henry Ampoma Boateng, the head pastor of Global Peace Christian Center, as he teaches you God's word that will change you, challenge you to a deeper obedience.
There are a lot of Christians, and the devil still have hold upon you because you still have some elements of the enemy. You
build up your faith and bring you closer to God.
When you die and you don't die in the Lord, Bible says you are dead indeed.
Treasures beyond measure with Pastor Henry Ampoma Boateng. Now, the continuation of last week's message.
Hebrews 11, verse 1 and 2. NIV. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. Like I just spoke to the young man, Philip. So faith is confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. What I'm standing here to speak, when the day comes, the reality comes, you'll be surprised. Because what is this, there is, what the eye has not seen, what the ear has not heard, what the mind has not conceived, is what I've prepared for those who love me. So when the time comes, what you see about him, Master, now you cannot think about it. You cannot even believe it. But when the time comes, you see, because when the prophecy comes, it comes, you, at that time you understand it. You only understand it when it actually happens. You see, for example, because Sammy and myself, we came from the same womb, from the same mother, there are certain things that he may not understand about me now until it comes to pass. And it is not strange. Like Jesus Christ in his days, his brothers like James and Jude, they had some similar things until he died and resurrected. So you see that with time, you will learn more. And not that I blame for something, but it is like, he's my brother. We came from the same womb. You get what I'm saying? Flesh and blood from the same womb. So there are certain things that you will not understand until the reality. So don't blame only Thomas. But I'm praying that you don't be like Thomas. Do you get what I'm saying? Clap for Jesus. So Philip, the Bible says that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Verse 2 says, this is what the ancients were commended for. This is what the ancients were commended for. Hebrews 11 verse 6. And without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Without faith is what? Impossible to please God. So you must believe. It is your believing and your action that will cause it to happen. So as long as he will still come to church and do what he must do and believe that what God has said will come to pass, it may tarry, it may not be immediate. But as long as he continues to believe and still come and serve, and still come and serve, it will happen. But you see, when you stop it, it means that what shows that you believe? We must see by your action. And your action shows that you don't believe. Then you have harmed yourself. That's why the Bible says that faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. So as he has heard the word of God, he's supposed to grow his faith. So keep on serving until the day the Lord has written, which you don't know. Do you get it? Clap for Jesus. Matthew 17. Matthew 17. Read 20, 21.
Now, I'll read from the...
I'm using the NIV. This one, I'll read from the New King James Version, because the NIV doesn't have the verse 21. You can check. Matthew 17:20-21, the NIV doesn't have the verse 21. So I read from the New King James Version, Matthew 17:20-21. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. See, that if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you can command this mountain to move from here to there and to happen. See, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So it means that if it becomes very difficult, you have to fast and pray. You have to fast and pray and believe. That is the last stop. So you have to keep on fasting and praying and keep on praying and pray and believe. Because if you believe, it will happen. As long as you believe, it will happen. Clap for Jesus. Matthew 19, verse 26. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. See, not everything is possible with man, but with God, all things are what? Are possible. And you have to believe. Clap for Jesus. John chapter 17. Jesus prays for his disciples and Jesus prays for the future believers. Let's go to John chapter 17. Okay, we shall cut it short and read from verse 11 and 12. And I'm going to read verse 20 to 26. John chapter 17, verse 11 and 12. John chapter 17, verse 11 and 12. It says, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture will be fulfilled. Let me read again. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. He was praying for the disciples. And I'm coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you give me, so that they may be one as we are one. So, like yesterday, I was saying at the prayer grounds that the name, that is the spirit, that Jesus Christ will not be around, so the Holy Ghost will take over. So, the name you gave me, Christ, protect them by the name. And just as I am one with you, by that name, let them also be one. And so you'll be one by the Spirit. Right? Now, I was explaining yesterday at the prayer grounds that yesterday I said something. He said, my wife has been saying that only when the more similar body sent. That's what the professor has been saying. Actually, my wife has been saying that only meaning when you were similar body sent. And I'm saying, well, maybe I took it from the grandfather, and Wendy also took it from the grandfather, and we share the same grandfather, because Wendy's father and my father are siblings. So if Wendy didn't take his father's body scent, and I also didn't take my father's body scent, and we shared a similar body scent, it means we took it from our grandfather. All right. Now, se uko jina abusumfi, na uko kanse mi omsumwa. Oh, maba, munye sema omsumwa. Now, he will follow it by the bloodline. It, you know, by the bloodline, he has a power over them, claiming that whether I like it or not, you fight it. It will take only the grace of God for you to have dominion over it. So I said that by that blood, no, Jesus, or Nimojenichaso. So I was a Matthias here. Omnu apam through the blood. Medi mojana eden etwa so intimajom. because me mujanu kasasin umujanu any among kasamujanu. So that is why we have redemption through Christ. Are you getting it? That's why we are delivered through Christ, right? But how will you overcome Satan? You can only overcome Satan by the Spirit of Christ. That's why the Bible says that he that's in me is greater than the one what outside. So as a child of God, if you don't strengthen the Spirit in you by asking the Holy Ghost to stay in you so that your Spirit and the Holy Ghost becomes one, you cannot fight Satan. It is true that by the blood you are saved. Sure, you, when you die, you go to heaven. But Satan will torment you and torment you until you die. Are you following what I'm saying? The only way you can fight him is by the Spirit. So that's why Jesus said that, by the name you gave me, I protected them. By the name you gave me, let them become one. It is by the Spirit. Are you following it? So, don't joke as a Christian with the Holy Ghost. You let the Holy Ghost abide in you and let any other spirit that is not from Christ leave you. Because it will be negative fighting yourself. All other spirits will be negative. If it is adultery, it will be negative. If it is fornication, it will be negative. If it is boozing alcohol too much, it will be negative. If it is witchcraft, it is negative. The only thing that will be positive is letting the Holy Ghost stay in you, that you become one with the Holy Ghost. That is how to overcome the enemy. So it says, let them be one by the name you gave me. You follow it? Clap for Jesus. Now, Jesus prays for the future believers, for you and I. Before he died, he prayed for you and I. Let's hear him from John chapter 17, 20-26. John chapter 17, verse 20-26. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. How will it be? Just as you are in me, let me also be in them. He's talking about the Spirit, that we shall be one. It is more generally or they are Jew. Say unko bosem jemu, but send over to me a jina and to kwana nuno, a kuna nuno. A dia facing word in there. One jina Spirit in there would grow, because that is the only way you can overcome the kingdom of darkness, and that is the only way you can become one with Christ. So, I was saying that let your sons and daughters accept God. Show them by your nature. You yourself accept. Let them see that the spirit you have is different. And let them envy the spirit the father has. Let your children envy the kind of spirit you have. They can appreciate that, yes, this is a man of God. And we want it. That is how they can become one. Not just by the bloodline. Because in my family, my uncles and my mothers, as they grow, but they are siblings by what? By blood. What they need is the Spirit of God that will bring them together. Are you following what I'm saying? So Jesus is saying that they can be one by my name. They can be one. If just as you am in you, let me also be in them, so that they may be what? May be one. Are you following what I'm saying? So if I be one with my brother, it means that we must have the common spirit, the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, there will be division and confusion. You see it? There must be a common spirit. Love of Jesus. John chapter 14. Verse 11 to 14. John chapter 14, verse 11 to 14. Now listen to what Jesus is saying. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this, because I'm going to the Father and I'll do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name and I'll do it. Jesus says that, listen to me, let me repeat, verse 12. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this. This is the words of Christ. Those who believe in me, the things that I do, they'll do it, and they will even do greater things. So, he's spoken his word, and the fact is that, do you believe it? If you believe it, then fight hard to get to that place, because that's the word of God. If you believe it and you don't doubt, and you believe that you can get there, do whatever it takes to get there, and you get there. That the things I did, you do the same, and you can even do greater things. This is the words of Christ. Now, when you get to that stage, you become something else. You cease to become a human being. You become what? Something else. Once you get to that point, you become what? Something else. And Jesus says that every believer can get there. Every believer what? Can get there. And I'm heading towards there. You see, there's one thing I want to tell you. I've learned, you know, when Jesus Christ was in Cana and the mother was there at the wedding feast, and the mother said, son, you have to do something. You understand? You see, you have power and you have authority. God can give you power. And then for the authority, you say, wait for some time. I'm talking from experience. Charles, listen to me. I have been given the power already. When the Lord visited me in my room and what he gave me, take this, it will help you in prayer. Whatever you ask, you shall receive. That's the power. But I don't have full authority until a particular time. It's not everything that I can do now until some time. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when the time comes, he's not going to give me any other thing. It is, he will release, now you have the full authority to do whatever you want to do. So what he said, that those who believe in me, the things that I did, they can do it and even do greater things. It is true. It is simply true. And it is for every believer who believes can get there. Clap for Jesus. See, when Moses was born, Abraham had an encounter with God, and he said to him, remember that your descendants will go into slavery for 400 years, and when the time comes, I'll rescue them by my hand. He told them, understand that your descendants will go into slavery for 400 years. When the time comes, I'll rescue them by my hand. Moses is born, he has no idea. He's now 80 years, and the Lord says, come. So that by my hand that he was talking about, Moses is now going to be that hand of God. So all the time that he was born, he was that hand of God. But the authority had not come yet, because it was not yet time. Do you see it? Love for Jesus. So if you don't doubt it, you can get there. Because he didn't say that it is for only pastors or for only apostles, but he said that if you believe, Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10. Give us Isaiah 55. Okay, use the New King James Version. Give us the New King James Version. Very good. Isaiah 55, verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So, when the Lord speaks, the word that is spoken will go and work out and accomplish whatever intention God has and complete it. And the word shall report back and say that mission accomplished. That's why Jesus Christ on the cross said that it is what? Finished. Because he's reporting back to the Father that mission accomplished. So whatever God has said to you, I can assure you that if you believe and you don't doubt it, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Clap. We'll take our last scripture. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 is a very common scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, which I read verse 11 to 15. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 15. Listen carefully. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Christ himself gave some to be what? Called some to be apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, some pastors, to do what? Bible says, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So that is why I am preaching to you. Some of us have been called to become what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists. We have inside understanding. There are the kind of understanding I have. Not that I have to read the Bible to understand, but it is grace. It is grace given to me. Because like Peter, Thomas is saying, unless I see him, I will not believe. We have had the opportunity to have met Jesus Christ coming to talk to us. Like my kind of calling. My calling was said that the Father called me. The Bible says that unless the Father calls you, you cannot come to me. That is the word of God. Jesus said, if you believe it, blessed are you. But we, the Father came to call us, just as written in the Bible, practically. Even at the time that we didn't understand anything. So the Father called us to the Son. And the Son came to me. And the Son handed me over to the Holy Ghost, just as he has said. Now, we are supposed to bring you up to a mature level, that we are called as apostles, as prophets, as teachers, as evangelists, to bring you to the same kind of understanding. Because you cannot come and visit everybody. So that all of us become mature in Christ. That's why I'm telling you that if you have faith and you don't have any doubt, you can do what Jesus did and do far more than what he did according to the scriptures. Just drop your doubts. Drop your doubts. Accept his spirit and try and understand him. And you will get there. Clap for Jesus. I'm saying we are reading up to verse 15. It says, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. So we are supposed to bring your faith up. That's what we seek to do every day. We seek to do every day. So the faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. So I believe that if your faith was like this before you came, now it is like this. And that faith must continue to grow. Look, let me tell you something. A time is coming in this ministry when anybody who is preaching, let's say we have a crusade, let's say Maxwell is here, I'm not there, I'm locked up in traffic somewhere. But Maxwell himself will not understand the kind of miracles and things that will happen in his presence. Because it is time. Maxwell, listen to me. It is just because it is time. So you'll be standing there, the same prayer that you have doing Sunday morning, the same 2x4 prayers that you have been saying Sunday morning, when the time comes, the same kind of prayer that you have been saying Sunday morning, it will turn to something else. It's simply because it is time. It will surprise you that when the people are packed and you are walking from here, from there to here, people will be falling. And you wonder whether it is the same as well. It's just because it is time. Do you get what I'm saying? So when that time comes, I don't need to be here. Because what you are receiving small now. But if you have faith as little what? As a mustard seed, you can tell this money to move. And to move. And that time is fast approaching. It's very fast approaching. And I believe that you'll be part of it. I want to see everybody happy. I don't want to see you sad. So that's why I'm saying that believe in God and believe also in yourself. Why do I say believe in yourself? Because the Bible says that I can do all things through what? Through Christ who strengthens me. So I don't want to see you sad. I don't want to see you sad at all. Don't let the devil treat you anyway. Let the devil know that you know who you are. And you know what you're about. See, the true sons of God, the Jews, they are still waiting for the Messiah. But you and I have accepted the Messiah. And we are adopted children. And Paul told them that the message is coming to you. You don't believe it. But it will go to the Gentiles and they will believe. And that is the word of God. Hello. It will go to the Gentiles and they will believe. But see, the fact is that finally, the eyes of the Jews will be opened and all of them will be saved according to the word of God. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Pastor Henry Ampoma Boateng. We hope you have been blessed by this message. The Global Peace Christian Center, GPCC, invites you to join us for the following activities. Sundays, praise, teaching and anointing service, 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Wednesdays, Bible teaching, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Fridays, revival service, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And Saturdays, prayer, healing and deliverance service, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Global Peace Christian Center, La Eglise Temple, is located at Ablo Eje, Parakuo Estate, South Abokubi, Accra. For more inquiries, call 0208-180-188 or 0246-224-766 or visit our website at www.gpcconline.com. GPCC, blessed beyond measure. GPCC GPCC, moving beyond the skies. GPCC, doing the impossible. Oh, how we love.